Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 133, where we are discussing a series of works from Henry Mintzberg, whose career as a consultant and management researcher spans decades and has resulted in many articles and books that provide critical perspectives on dominant schools of thought in organizational design, strategies, and planning. We previously covered Henry Mintzberg's Simply Managing in episode 14 and decided that it was time to take a broader look at his canon, given how popular many of his works are and how many business schools and other graduate programs include his works as required readings. So we decided on a divide and conquer approach and discussed five of his works that were somewhat related to each other. These were 1. Patterns and Strategy Formation, a 1978 article in Management Science; 2. An Emerging Strategy and Direct Research, 1979 article in ASQ; 3. Of Strategies Deliberate and Emergent, a 1985 article in SMJ; 4. The Design School, Reconsidering the Basic Premises of Strategic Management, a 1990 article in SMJ; and finally, the book The Rise and Fall of Strategic Planning, published by Prentice Hall in 2000. With the slight exception of the direct research article, all the works would converge on the 2000 book, in which Mintzberg summarizes his overall concerns and criticisms about the unfulfilled promises of the theories and tools presented for strategic planning up to that time. The overriding theme is that good strategies and plans were thought to be the way for organizations to move seamlessly into a more promising and prosperous future. Through clearly defined and executable planning methods, full appreciation and understanding of a firm's past performance, and simple, effective tools for generating plans, managers could properly prioritize and distribute resources and organizational energy toward a desired outcome, one that could be easily described and explained to members and stakeholders alike. That despite the prevalence of such tools and numerous studies supposedly touting their benefits, the outcomes were generally unsatisfactory, and the actual functions of plans and strategies were devolving toward merely means of managerial control. And Mintzberg rightfully asks why. What he deduces through his various works, and then derives in the 2000 book, are that strategic development and planning suffer from three broad fallacies. The first is the fallacy of predetermination, that a strategy based on a forecast of the future could be made into an executable plan without the plan becoming inflexible and thus driving the organization forward despite disruptions and shocks in the environment. This leads to a tendency for plans to become means of managerial control rather than paths to a desired future. The second fallacy is one of detachment, in that the planning function is treated as separate from the line function and detached from day-to-day operations. This leads to plans that sound great, but wind up being infeasible and too often nonsensical to those who would have to implement it. And third is the fallacy of formalization, or that innovation can be institutionalized. The belief that creativity can be harnessed and systematized has little real support in Mintzberg's view. Instead, true managerial creativity becomes squashed by checklists because of the ease of which checklists allow for ready measurement, even if the measures were bogus to begin with. He does offer certain circumstances where this form of connecting strategies and plans does work, but these occur infrequently. And instead, Mintzberg develops a set of general roles that planners and strategists should play in the course of bringing about needed organizational change toward better futures. His approach is less engineered and more iterative, which not all managers or stakeholders may like, but in his view, puts the organization on firmer ground. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.